व्हाट इज़ द इफेक्ट ऑफ डर्मेटोमायोसाइटिस ऑन प्रेगनेंसी एंड वाइस वर्सा? ये क्वेश्चन हमें हर लॉन्ग केस में पूछा जा सकता है, बिकॉज प्रेगनेंसी इज़ वन ऑफ द इम्पॉर्टेंट इवेंट्स एंड ऑल ऑफ द क्रॉनिक केसेस शुड बी असेस्ड एंड शुड बी थॉट अबाउट कि अगर प्रेगनेंसी होती है तो फिर उसमें प्रेगनेंसी पे क्या इफेक्ट होता है, डिजीज़ पे क्या इफेक्ट होता है. So half of the pregnancies end prematurely and overall fetal loss is 50%. Fertility is although not reduced, but there is a risk of premature delivery or fetal death in dermatomyositis. So that is why the pregnancy should always be planned in these connective tissue disorders, and it should be planned when the disease is in remission. The patient will be thoroughly monitored throughout the disease at least once in a month, and if possible then the treatment should be confined to the oral steroids. Immunosuppressants if need to be given, then we should give azathioprine because it is safer. Pregnancy exacerbates in 50% of the cases and in the remission in 20%. Then next question is, what are mechanic hands? By mechanic hands we mean that when the patient of dermatomyositis is presenting with the features of scaling, hyperkeratotic plaques, fissuring, hyperpigmentation of the radial and palmar aspect of fingers, which correlates to the presence of anti-synthetase antibodies, it is known as mechanic hands. The presence of mechanic hands indicates the underlying interstitial lung disease and it has poor prognosis. Then there are 10% of the patients with dermatomyositis have Raynaud phenomena positive. Although Raynaud phenomena may be present in other connective tissue disorders as well, but it is present in 10% of the patients with dermatomyositis. Then what are the infections associated with dermatomyositis? I think all of the connective tissue disorders are prone to develop infections due to the disease itself as well, and also due to the use of steroids and immunosuppressants. So basically they are prone to develop bacterial, fungal and viral infections, but commonly staphylococcal infections, skin infections, staphylococcal osteomyelitis, arthritis, streptococcal infections, parvovirus B19, Coxsackie B virus and toxoplasmosis.